Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Welcome to the Hotel Hell. Check-in time is now, check-out time is never.
It's Mike Shope.
Does my room have cable?
No. And the sheets are made of fire.
Can I change rooms?
Sorry, we're all booked up. Hell convention in town.
And the Bulldog.
Can I have a late checkout?
I'll have to talk to the manager.
You're not the manager, even in your own fantasy?
I'm the owner, the co-owner, with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
Okay, just so I understand it, in your wildest fantasy, you are in hell, and you are co-running a bed and breakfast with the devil.
And the Bulldog.
Yeah, but I haven't told you my salary yet.
Go.
$80,000 a year.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
What's up? Thanks for being with us. Football Monday on WGR. No Bills game from the weekend to talk about, but lots of other games to talk about. And then tomorrow we'll have tonight's game to talk about. Detroit at Baltimore. How much Week 3 NFL did you get your hands on?
I feel like a hearty, healthy amount. I really did not do anything other than focus on football yesterday afternoon into the evening. I did not stay with the Chief. The Chief game was just it. I was tired. I'm old. It put me to sleep.
I feel like that's reasonable.
So I bailed out of that. But yeah, no. I mean, I had football on all day. I was out for a little while in the 1 o'clock window watching, and then went home for the second half of the 1 o'clock window. Maybe a nap squeezed in there. But, yeah, I feel like I have a pretty good handle on what happened.
You probably saw enough of Kansas City to have, at least a qualified answer for this. Is there any chance they're who we're talking about in January? Like, what are the chances that we're going to have another Bills-Chiefs heavyweight playoff fight? I know what I'm doing by asking. Like, yeah, of course there's some chance of it.
Yeah.
But not only do I think, I mean, Lebatard was on this today. They did a segment on just how done, at least Dan Lebatard, seemed to think Andy Reid was with Kelce. And they had another confrontation in this game. Mm-hmm. I thought there was a moment where Mahomes was done with Kelce, too, where there was a miscommunication on a pass. And they didn't talk about it. I don't know. Maybe I'm way off. But Mahomes is sort of like pointing as if to say, you're supposed to be here. And, you know, I guess I'm looking for that with these guys. I'm sort of looking for that sort of boiled over frustration. But last night I thought I saw it, and they were just so incapable of doing anything. Tyquan Thornton is bailing out the Chiefs offense. He had a great catch. After an almost great catch, like right after that in that game, that's kind of all that they did.
Well, I feel very much like if they were to stay in their current form, then I would almost want to rule it out, even though anything can happen and they still have Mahomes and Reed. I think Kelce is acting like a person who's finished and hasn't come to grips with it yet.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have it. He can't do what he's used to doing, and that is frustrating, and that's what's spilling over. That's a, you know, from 1,000 miles away, that's a guess. But I, you know, that can happen, and it happens to everyone, whether we're athletes or not. As we age, we get frustrated if we can't do the things we used to be capable of doing.
You know, I'm so sick of you saying that.
At the pro football, you know, pro athlete level, it would make sense that that would even be, well, it's certainly going to be, the opportunity for it to be public is certainly there, and that it would be even more frustrating in part because of that. Like, everyone's watching me fall apart here. And that maybe there's embarrassment in there. I don't know. I don't want to get too far into his head, but regardless of his state, like I'm not worried about him anymore. They'll get Rice back. They'll get Worthy back, and
they'll get to keep Tyquan Thornton.
Right. So let's see what that looks like by the time they get here. Both of those guys, I would think, unless something else happens to Worthy or Rice. I mean, you know, anyone can get hurt, of course, but like, you know, if nothing happens to them between now and week 9, they'll be on the field against the Bills. So I still want to give them, if I'm going to give the Bills wiggle room for the defense to get better as guys come back from suspensions and young guys learn their way and hopefully improve as they go, then I got to give the Chiefs a little bit of room here because they're down pretty bad as far as weapons go.
I'm going to get cocky about this, and I guess I'm out on a limb, but Rashi Rice is going to miss 6 games, and he's already missed most of last season. It seems like you're wishing for a lot if it's that he just sort of jumps back in and like everything's on time and now their offense is all good because Rashi Rice exists. I mean, he's going to run most of his stuff underneath anyway, and that could be big. Kelce is not changing. Like, that's
– no.
There's a scenario, I suppose, where Rice – frees up Kelce or something like that, but I don't know. Like, right now, who else do you really respect if you're playing against them? Maybe, you know, you're making it hard on Kelce because there's nothing else to worry about.
Yeah, maybe.
And Worthy, what even was Worthy? Like, he came on at the end of the season, but now he's coming off an injury and one that looked pretty scary at the time, still young. The Bills really, I think, deserve a lot of credit. And it's not really fair for me to be the one to give it because I was never thinking this way. But what they grew to be as an offense was this physical run first team that has Josh Allen. And he embodies that and he fits into it perfectly. But if they need him, like the Baltimore game, to bail them out with his arm, he can. The Chiefs have gotten away with just almost no running game at all. They're dipping into Kareem Hunt year after year. It's like if the Bills went back to Frank Gore, the father.
Right.
Like, just because, you know, he knows the system. Imagine Sean McDermott rolling out on Wednesdays with Frank Gore is back. Well, he knows what we're about. What is Kareem Hunt doing in the NFL? Like, you said it last week. Like, he hasn't had good metrics in years.
Right.
But I guess he knows when to run when they say hike. Or something, fumble.
Because in a league where that position has grown more interchangeable over time, someone who's at the level that Hunt is at should almost definitely be replaced by your name here, 23-year-old street free agent guy.
Well, they've tried and they haven't. I mean, they went for CEH. That's a long time ago now, almost too long ago to matter. They have this guy Breshard Smith, and like everybody talks about how now they can't run the ball. He had a little bit of juice last night, but they don't go to him. That's been another Kansas City thing where with Rice it took a while, with Worthy it took a while, and they're vindicated because they win in the end. You know, like, what can you really say? But they look terrible. They look terrible for most of last season or much of last season, and they do again, and they're beating the Giants because the Giants are a joke, and Russell Wilson is throwing game on the line, goal to go passes into the seats. I mean, what is that?
That was a pretty rough sequence there.
I just like the end. I don't know. Maybe Kansas City can't do it. And if there is tension, well, that's not going to help. So the Bills have, they had Allen. They knew 5 years ago that he was a beast. an MVP caliber quarterback. Okay, we're good for the next decade. Now what? And they haven't won that big game. But what they've built is a team that, you know, the last couple of games almost hasn't really needed him.
Yeah, they have built a team, and they've built an offense especially that insulates him almost the way you would insulate a guy you don't trust.
Like, right.
Right. Which
game
is
manager.
Which is the opposite of what you've got, which, you know, that can cut both ways. That can frustrate us at times, I think. You know, do more, you know, like, put on a show for me. But, you know, as long as you're winning and you know you can, you know, break that glass if you need to when you need it, like you did in the fourth quarter of the Baltimore game. I'm not objecting, but they have built a beast here. You use that phrasing already, bully. I mean, what they are capable of doing with the three tight ends, Kansas City's never been like that.
No, and they just have no. That's what won't happen there. Like if Rice and Worthy come back and presumes they stay healthy. And the timing is fine, and they can sort of trudge along. I mean, they're two games back, and they've lost to the first-place team so far. It's week four now. They have the Ravens this week. Like, they're in a hole already, mm-hmm. and they've not lived that life yet. So they can trudge along and, you know, be either the Chargers fall apart, or they get hot enough, their defense is good enough, they get to, you know, 11-6 or something like that. That's probably not impossible for Kansas City. I don't know if better is possible, but they could do that. Maybe that's good enough to win.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good enough to get in. It's definitely going to be good enough to get in. And then you have to play them.
What are we prepared to do? I don't know their schedule nor the Chargers' schedule well enough sitting here right now to know the answer to this. But what do we do when the Chiefs are maybe around 500, and they play the Chargers, and we sort of need the Chargers to lose. Like that is going to be a weird one. Well, when we get to that, and we've already got one. You know, obviously, the opening week, second game of the year on that Friday night was that, and we got it. Now it might turn around to the point where when they play again, we're rooting for Kansas City.
Listen, you play along at home. Like, what does this look like? They're 1-2. Ravens this week at Kansas City. Ravens will be favored on the road, I think, almost, unless there's a bad injury tonight, mm-hmm. almost no matter what tonight is. I think they're a small favorite there, but who knows. At Jacksonville following Monday night, okay. Lions, also playing tonight, by the way. Raiders, Washington, Bills is Kansas City's next six. 4-2 is probably pretty good. That's 5-4. At Denver, Colts. At Dallas on Thanksgiving, Houston, Chargers. 8-5 at best. At Tennessee, Denver, Raiders. Or whatever that would have been. 8-6, 9-5, 8-6, something like that. Like, that's the bet. They've got tough games.
Yeah.
And maybe the Colts are good. Maybe Denver away is tough. I hear Buffalo's good. Washington, I don't know, but that's a NFC championship team from last year. It's going to be hard. And so it doesn't have to be Kansas City. I mean, the Bills don't need to beat Kansas City to win a championship. It still counts, even if they don't. So far away, but you know, you might have watched a lot of week three. I did. I didn't get to see much of the 1 o'clock window yesterday, so I missed more than I usually would. But I saw late games and highlights and the night game, the whole thing. In 2007, if anybody out there was with us then, we were actually still here then. And here were the Sabres off the season against Ottawa, the Carolina loss. Like, they were just so hot and might have to many felt like it was kind of fated that they would win it. Like, this is our time. What is the mm-hmm. Ryan Miller line in the commercial? Is this our year? Is this the year? Whatever. Doesn't matter. So there was that kind of feeling in the air in 2007. And the season went along, and the Sabres led the league. They didn't have Tim Connolly, but they had Miller. They had most of their team. They won constantly. Comebacks. I mean, they just ran away with the season. And you were in here all the time going, I'm afraid of Anaheim.
Right.
Anaheim was also having a great season out west. They barely played each other. And, like, I got to admit, I feel like there's another team in the league that I'm going to have a problem with. Now, the Sabres didn't make it to Anaheim.
Right.
Ottawa beat them. Ottawa found Anaheim, and they got crushed. Anaheim won it. You were right on.
Yeah, Anaheim looked like a bully in October, and they were a bully in May.
Is there an Anaheim in the 2025 NFL that isn't the Bills? I mean, I can name teams.
Baltimore still might be the closest.
Baltimore might be the closest, but the Bills have beaten them over and over when they were losing, when, you know, Baltimore is supposed to have you because they're way ahead. That's when you can't catch, that's when they own you, is when they have the lead. Guess what? In the playoffs twice, and the Bills look very much primed to get that game at home. They'll be favored. That might be the hardest game out there. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia.
I'm not super impressed. They're winning, but shame. They don't look like, oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to play them.
That's right. Look how lucky they were yesterday at home against the Rams. You want to name the Rams? We can name the Rams. You know what the Eagles can't do this year so far? Run it.
Yeah, Barkley's way down.
Way down. 3.3 yards per carry.
I read he's pacing through three games for 900 fewer yards.
Okay. I mean, 3.3 yards per carry? Who's that?
I mean, he did have 2,000 last year, so I mean, you're still talking about James Cook's year, basically. This is what Barkley's on track to have. It's not going great there.
But way less efficient.
Right. Right.
I mean, Philip Rivers averaged 3.3 yards per carry, I believe. What is this? And they're 3-0. Who else do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about L.A.? Chargers? I would. I saw enough of their game yesterday. You and I both had Denver. I thought that was a spot where, you know, they're a little bit maybe hyped here and Denver away. And Denver had chances. I mean, Knicks blew a couple of plays. And that was there for Denver. They had the lead in the second half.
Yep.
They kind of blew it. But Herbert made some serious throws in that game. Like, the Keenan Allen touchdown is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The Quentin Johnston play to the one is a great throw and catch. Herbert might be, like, ready for it. But am I supposed to be afraid of him? You make a point when you say soon enough you might end up wanting to root against them.
Yeah.
In the standings. Maybe already.
It's hard with a team that just shows up. So, like, all of it is a little hard to buy right away through three games for me. That they're that good. I mean, they've obviously got the record, and that Herbert has graduated to the tier. Right? He was easy to anoint because of the skill set, and I admittedly, like, oh, another really good or great quarterback, and he's in Patrick Mahomes' division, let's go. Like, they're going to have an easy time, and that really has not come through until now this year. It's the first year it looks like it could, come to fruition, but it's still so early. Like, I don't know that I want to believe that they're really that level and that he is really that level, but, you know, the weeks go by, and it's harder and harder to refute. He right from the start this year, just moving around more and throws that are just they're sort of unleashing him more so than maybe ever. Because even before Harbaugh and Greg Roman and, you know, their whole style, the way they're perceived as being these run first guys, even before they got there, it was like passes to the running backs and swing stuff. Like, Herbert was not being even given the opportunity to show that he could cut it with the top tier guys. Now it feels like he is. So, like, if I could buy stock, I'd buy them right now, but I wouldn't expect for sure that it's going to increase in value. You know, I feel like it would make sense. I feel like my stockbroker would advise that I buy, but, you know, you never know. Future, you know, past performance, yada, yada. But they look tough. They look tough, and I do think when you get to, you've got the talent at quarterback, the skills are good, more than good enough, and you've got a coach that's going to, I think, have stuff buttoned up. I do not like and care for Jim Harbaugh's style at all, but he will not. It's not a team that I expect to beat themselves a lot.
Has he ever coached a losing team in his life?
Maybe not.
Last year, even they made the playoffs. I think Najee Harris could be a loss for them, but shouldn't be a massive one. They have Omarion Hampton, first-round pick, who fumbled in week two. It was a big play. They got away with it, beat the Raiders, and then I think they were going with Harris yesterday until he tore his Achilles, and then Hampton went in and did well. So maybe they had a running back. Maybe it doesn't matter at all. Indianapolis is the other one in the AFC. One punt. I still didn't find out when in the game it happened. I asked the guys on ship chasing yesterday, and they didn't exactly tell me. So I forgot again to look that up. But if they were way ahead, they probably should have just gone for it, kept the streak alive.
Right.
They also don't have a turnover like the Bills in 3 weeks, so they're making history with how few of their drives have ended. You know, none in turnovers, one in a punt through three games. I mean, they won by three touchdowns.
Punting on their second possession of the second quarter following a Tennessee field goal. Up, so they're up 17-6, and they punt.
Oh, come on. Fourth and what?
A three and out. Hang on, let me see. I will get the details.
I mean, go for it. In more ways than one.
Fourth and five.
At
their own 45.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sticking with that. Then
they're getting harder to deny, every week. You know, this is how we do it. You know, like, team you think stinks that has sort of mostly a punchline for quarterback blows out Miami week one. Oh my God, Miami. Wow, they're terrible.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, week two. All right, another getting no punts. Stats look really good. I don't know. I can't believe this. No, let me even bet on Tennessee because I'm so smart. There's no way. And all the 41-20. I mean, this game was completely out of hand.
Despite the punt.
Yes. They overcame the first punt of the year.
You know what else? It already kind of looks like their division.
Yeah, Houston looks
terrible.
Dead. Jacksonville doesn't scare me.
Jacksonville looks just as bad. Like, Colts could run away with that division. Anybody else?
Do not adjust your sets. Wow, I know.
Three games, I know. Right. Anybody else? Bengals?
Forget it.
Completely dead, right?
Yes.
Or one bad day. 2-1. Bengals at Denver this week.
Steelers are 2-1.
Steelers are 2-1. Denver is 1-2.
Right.
Hosting Cincinnati, they'll be favored there. NFC, Niners are 3-0 with the easiest schedule of all time. That division's good top to bottom so far. Green Bay loses to Cleveland. Lions tonight. Bears. Not Dallas. Who's Anaheim? Who is Anaheim? Is there an Anaheim? 803-0550. Love to talk specifically about the Chiefs, too. I mean, at your own peril, do you write them off? But I'm so ready. So tempted. You know they can't be good forever. And they just don't seem to have answers on offense. They had the whole offseason to get somewhere offensively. And your take was a popular one. Can't you just see Mahomes flipping the switch this year and they just sort of go off?
They've got the opposite has happened. They've got left tackle filled in and the rest will all just sort of happen.
And it's right, not. But it's not at all. Like, they can't score. Again, 803-0550 for your calls. Football Monday on WGR. We'll talk to Sal at 4. We won't be able to connect with Eric Wood today. He is unavailable. We will have the Sabres tonight. That's right. First preseason game coming up, pregame at 6, Buffalo at Columbus. Football Monday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will look for your calls right after this break here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.